Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today.
I had a period, the last like 6 to 9 months of writing Atomic Habits, where it was just all that I was doing. You know, it was like I would wake up, I'd write for 12 hours a day or edit for 12 hours a day. I'd go to sleep, I'd dream about it. I'd wake up again and do it all over. And that was just like, it was this kind of, I don't know, to call it a dark period is probably too extreme, but it was just like this very intensely focused period. I can't do that anymore because I have kids and I got a family and like, it doesn't work. So I have to go back to that little thought experiment where I've got this new constraint. And so now I have to ask myself, okay, if I can only write for 1 hour a day, how could I write a book that's even better than Atomic Habits? How can I write something even better than Atomic Habits if I can only write for 1 hour a day?
How do you keep yourself there mentally and emotionally so that you don't feel like you have to deliver something as good or better than the last work?
I think some of it's personality. I'm not really the type of person that worries about very much. I've just never really been like that. I'm more focused on like, what is the next thing rather than like worrying about what could happen. Having a project that excites me or that I can get invested in, I think it helps a little bit that I'm not ruminating on the last thing and whether it's being judged appropriately or not. Before, early in my career, I was trying to get as much feedback as possible. Like I would respond to every email that a reader sent, you know, every message on Twitter I would look at or respond to. I was trying to get feedback so that I could learn, so that I could figure out what do people like, what do they not like, how can I get better, how can I improve? And now the feedback is too much, so it's crippling to try to, first of all, it's not possible to respond to it all. But even if it was, or you tried to make that commitment, it's at the point now where I can be pretty confident that Atomic Habits is a good book. I'm not gonna say it's the greatest book ever or anything like that. I'm sure that I could have done it better or there are areas that can be improved. But I can be pretty confident at this point that it's good because 10 million people have bought it. And if you look at the hundreds of thousands of reviews, almost all of them are 4 or 5 stars, but there's still gonna be some sliver of people who they read it at the wrong time or it wasn't in what they were expecting or for whatever reason, they just don't
speak
like
to them.
And that's fine. But like there's enough of them now because it has reached so many people that if I just focused on that little segment, I could spend all day just listening to people who don't like it. And that would make it seem like it was this big problem when in fact, it's not a problem at all. Like 98% of people love it. And so there's no issue. There's nothing that needs to be solved. And so just the amount of feedback has scaled to such a degree that weirdly, you have to start insulating yourself from feedback because otherwise you spend too much time responding to noise. That's been a hard thing to figure out a good balance for. I want to continue to learn. I don't want to like wall myself off. I don't want to become ignorant or unaware of how my work is landing or what I'm saying or what would be most useful to people. And yet at the same time, there's just way too much feedback to pay attention to at all. You're always facing another thing as an entrepreneur. There's not really any playbook. You know, there are sort of playbooks. There's things other people did to grow their business or there's strategies to use or whatever. But everybody's running their own race and everybody's in a slightly different situation, has slightly different strengths and weaknesses, slightly different resources and opportunities. You got to figure that out for yourself. If you don't have the mindset of I can figure it out, well, then you're for sure not going to do it. Just having the mindset does not guarantee it happening, but you need to at least be in that frame of mind. So that was the most common thing that I told myself is whatever the next thing was on the horizon, like I'll figure it out. I'll figure out a way to make it work or I'll figure out a way to utilize my strengths to try to, you know, develop a new line of attack for this or whatever, but I'll figure out some solution.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.